Developing models. You will need to get yourself set up in Python or some other programming language to do machine learning. You create machine learning models by using code to manipulate the datasets. While this book doesn't cover coding for machine learning, I will give you a quick rundown of some basic libraries and packages that I recommend you install for machine learning. Because it's the most common language used in data science, we will use Python as an example throughout this chapter. I also think it's the most practical language to learn if it's your first language, because it's more readable than other programming languages, and it has a wide range of abilities beyond machine learning. Once you've installed the latest version of Python, there are a few recommended libraries to install which come with a lot of commands that will be useful to your work with machine learning. All of these can be found easily with a quick Google search, and they can be downloaded for free. The most important library for data analysis and machine learning in Python is called Pandas. It's quite a popular choice for datasets, and will make your coding easier and faster, especially when you are still trying to get a feel for things. Anaconda for Python. Another option for getting yourself started with Python is installing Anaconda. The great thing about Anaconda is that it gives you every package for Python so that you don't have to install packages one at a time while you write the program for your model. It comes with all the libraries you will need for just about every different kind of function. Anaconda is a free and open source program that will work in both R and Python. With Anaconda, you'll have access to several libraries that will help you with your data science projects. Basically, this gives you a pre-packaged collection of all the Python libraries, of which there are over 100 libraries. One of the major libraries is Spider and Jupyter. Both of these are integrated development environments, meaning they are the window where you will write your code, but they are more developed than a standard command window and have options to save and export or import codes. Most Python users will start in a development environment called IDLE. It's very simple and offers a good format for learning how to code in Python. When you install Python on a Windows computer, it will come automatically included. If you have a Linux computer, it is available, but you will need to install it separately. IDLE will make those baby steps in Python easier because you'll be able to save your scripts and edit them later. It will also walk you through debugging. To install Anaconda, visit docs.anaconda.com/anaconda/install. Scroll down until you see a list of operating systems. Choose your operating system. It will give you instructions for installing Anaconda on their website, based on your operating system. Then you're ready to start messing around in Python. I highly recommend using one of the free beginner Python tutorials that are available on the internet. edX has a free beginner tutorial in Python, which is a great place to start. Also, take advantage of forums like Reddit, where there have been a vast number of common questions already answered in detail, and members are always sharing relevant news from the world of machine learning. Algorithms. Once you have your data, and the hardware and software to manipulate it, you need to bring them together. Put your data on your programming software. Find a dataset for free online to work with when you are first starting out. Kaggle.com is free and has a lot of datasets to choose from in CSV format, which will be easy to work with once you have Pandas library imported into your Python. The best algorithms to start with are linear and logistic regression for supervised learning and k-means clusters in unsupervised learning. These will be relatively easy starting out, and you can build towards other models from there. Visualization tools. You have your data, and now you have created models using one of the programming languages, and you have a whole collection of data science libraries to help you do all this faster. Your computer is running well, and you can create models independently. You may have created models that display interesting results, but in order to break it down into layman's terms and communicate your findings with stakeholders, you'll need to organize it in a way that's easy to visualize. If you're a data scientist on a marketing project, you may have created a model that helps break down customers into categories and predicts trends in buying habits. But if you want to communicate these results to the rest of your marketing team, you'll need to find a way to communicate so that even people who aren't familiar with data science can understand your results. Breaking down your data into charts and graphs and visual will help complement your analytics skills. Being able to make visualizations of your data is extremely important when you are communicating with an audience who isn't familiar with data analysis. A popular tool set for data professionals is Tableau. Tools like these are called data visualization software. At some companies, there are employees whose entire job involves taking hard-to-read data and presenting it in a way that is easy to visualize. Software like Tableau is very commonly used by businesses that rely on data to make decisions. Tableau is useful because it's relatively easy to use and data can be viewed in real time through its platform. You can customize a dashboard of tools for creating reports and charts with your data. It also gives you the ability to share your results with other people from your company. Tableau can be used to create graphs and scatter plots from the data that you have analyzed in your programming language. More advanced things which are useful. These tools may not be as relevant to you when you are just beginning, but it might be interesting to talk about some of them and consider what may be useful down the road. This book may just be the beginning on your path to be a machine learning expert, so you may refer to this list later when you are a little more advanced. You should continue to think about the management of unstructured data. Usually, this requires more advanced programs because it is more difficult to manage and manipulate. This type of data often takes on the form of something much too complicated for the human brain to analyze without the assistance of tools, but this is the direction where machine learning is heading. Using neural networks to mimic the functions of human thought, who knows what the future will hold? The further we get with machine learning, the bigger our data is getting. Possibilities of machine learning are expanding all the time. The data that is important in the future won't have the neat structure we are accustomed to, like the kind of data that can fit in an Excel sheet. This type of data also requires beefier computer hardware and software to be able to handle the processing of these large quantities of information. Usually use some sort of cloud computing software to carry the large volumes of information, as well as a GPU specific to data analytics. This higher level of computing can help to process multiple moving points at once. The math required also becomes harder, combining algorithms.